Hey everyone, this is Karen, and you're listening to the Raising Tiny Disciples podcast, where parents receive encouragement in their daily journey to disciple their kids to be followers of Jesus. Discipleship isn't a program, it's a lifestyle. Now let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today is October 1st as I'm recording this, and this is a very, exciting time of year. It's fall, the weather's changing. It's actually my favorite time of year. But as we head into October, I'm having, just some thoughts about the Halloween season and just some convictions about it that I want to share with you guys today. And I wrote a pretty long post on my personal Facebook page, and I'm just going to kind of read through it or sum it up. But basically, I wrote about the very famous Halloween movie called Hocus Pocus. If you're not familiar with this movie, it came out in the 90s, and it's about these three witch sisters who are brought back into the world by some teenagers, and these three sisters, their sole purpose is to suck the souls out of children so that they can be immortal. And so this is a very popular movie. It circulates every year around this time of year. I see people wearing shirts with slogans from the movie. I see people dressing up as these witch sisters at Halloween. And so the Lord just kind of gave me a revelation about this and just really convicted me because, I really loved to watch this movie as a kid. Like, it was funny. It was relatively clean, if I remember correctly. It was just very entertaining. And so I just want to talk about witches and witchcraft today and kind of uncover and unpack some things, okay? Scripture is full of warnings about witchcraft and wizards and mediums and soothsayers and all of the things. But I think even Christians don't think that witches are real. It's just something that's made up. And if they are real, they probably don't really have any power, but they are real and they do have power. They have power from demonic forces. And, you see this actually throughout scripture. Look at you can read the Old Testament. The Old Testament is full of it. Kings sought out witches and wizards and soothsayers, for advice and fortune telling and all of this thing. And Moses, when he was trying to get the Israelites out of Egypt and he was performing these miracles, well, guess what? These magicians, these people who practice witchcraft, were able to replicate some of the miracles that Moses was performing. Right? Because they are given power from the dark side, from demonic forces. But in this movie, these witches are literally sucking the souls out of children. And we have glamorized these women, these witches, which is sickening to me now that I think about it. Because what is happening, I want you to think about what is happening in our world today. We are seeing abortion and sex trafficking of children. And basically, the souls of children are being taken. Just like the witches in this movie, they are sucking the souls out of children. That's what's happening in our world. And we are just standing by like we're okay with it. This is not okay. This is not okay. I want to read just one of the many, many scriptures in the Bible about witchcraft. This is Deuteronomy 18:9-12. It says, when you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, right? This is talking about, you know, moving the Israelites into the land, to the promised land. It says, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practice of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination, which is witchcraft, or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer. Right, a necromancer is a wizard, a witch, a warlock, basically anyone that practices these dark things, or anyone who inquires of the dead, or whoever does these things and is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. So the Lord is clearly letting us know that we should not have any dealings with any form of witchcraft in our lives. And I believe that means in movies and games and clothing and in any other form. Like, it should not be in our homes. It should not be in the lives of our children. And so, you know, I have been guilty in the past of this, of watching movies with witchcraft and things. But I am teaching my children that this is not okay. Witchcraft, wizardry, and anything of the like is not okay. You know, my hope is that I'm able to shine some light on this subject that, you know, was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. I mean, I have been ignorant myself of these things, and I don't judge anyone. I don't condemn anyone, because I have been very guilty of this too. But, you know, like Paul writes in the book of Corinthians, he says, you know, I don't want my brothers and sisters to be uninformed. And so when we are brought to the light, when we see the truth, when we are given revelation as believers, we are to share with other believers about these things. And now it's up, completely up to them whether they choose to believe it or not, or to seek truth for themselves. But it is our responsibility to share these things when we learn them. Okay, so that's my goal today for this episode. Thank you for tuning in, and keep tuning in every week as I help you, as I come alongside you, as I encourage you and equip you to raise disciples in your home and everyday life. Thanks for listening to the Raising Tiny Disciples podcast. Keep tuning in each week to get encouragement to confidently disciple your kids in everyday life.